So for compassion, I like to use these very simple phrases of I see you, I feel you, and I care about you. Have you maybe noticed from my phrases? I have tried over the years to develop phrases that are as disarming as humanly possible. And so trying to not use loaded words and try to get into things that are actionable, you know. So compassion, I think, is a very, again, loaded term, and it's really easy to put compassion on kind of a high Buddhist pedestal of compassion. And we oftentimes might think compassion should be this huge feeling. But I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think there's a wide range of ways in which compassion can be felt, from a very, very subtle to very, very gross. And I think it just depends on the amount of pain that's being offered in any particular moment. Like if somebody that you know is dying and you visit them in the hospital, it might be easier to have, the compassion might have a higher charge. Or if you're doing compassion practice and you're really struggling in your life and there is a lot of pain or emotional pain or relational pain, that the compassion might well up to a higher degree because the object of which it's holding is got a higher pain charge. Whereas this morning, I don't know what's going on with anybody, but y'all seem like you're doing okay. You might not find that the amount or the degree of it's all that high because there's just maybe not so much going on. So that's just kind of a pragmatic way to see it. But again, we just want to use these kind of promptings of the Eightfold Path where I see you, so there's a way of I'm being seen. And I think that when we use words like truth in Buddhism, which you see a lot of, and I think, again, another very loaded word, the truth with a capital T, it's really actually about honesty. It's really about self-honesty. So really when we're dealing with our own truth, what's true for me, we're just being honest about what's really true, what's actually happening. And I think that we all can diagnose the ways in which we deny and avoid and pretend like shit's okay when we totally know it's not. And we have to do some degree of that because we all have to deal with our lives. And if you're a total hot mess, you can't necessarily go into work and just do that. You have to sometimes selectively repress experience. But we do need to set aside time, I think, to really see ourselves. So it's just that way of seeing you. I see you. I see you. I'm here for you. You have my undivided attention, and giving that to yourself, which to me feels like generosity. To me, meditation practice is like self-generosity. It's just being generous with your awareness and your intention and not letting your attention go external, which is where it does. If I feel any sense of vacancy internally or pain or struggle, I go for my phone, I go for the refrigerator, I go for something to take this away. So when we do compassion practice, we just say, none of that, and let's just all of it right here. Mm-hmm. I see you, I feel you, which is great because I think it does denote a second foundational practice of Vedana, of I feel you, I feel whatever's here that needs to be felt. And it might just be ordinary, it might be neutral. I don't feel a particular charge. Or maybe it's pleasant or unpleasant, or who knows, but It's knowing and feeling, which is really the practice of Vedana, is to feel and to know and to feel and to know, which I also think is the practice of compassion, is to feel and to know, to feel and to know, to feel with, is sometimes the way compassion can be understood. Or that's really the way empathy would be understood. And empathy is probably a obvious station on the way to compassion, to feel with. So I see you, I feel you, I care about you. See you, I feel you, I care about you. Those are three phrases easy to remember, but I think they do carry with them a pragmatic way of working with experience. And, you know, seeing, feeling, caring are all citta. They're actionable items. If I'm going to see you, I have to do the seeing. If I'm going to feel you, I have to do the feeling. If I care about you, I have to do the caring. I accept you would be fine, but I would use that in a metta. I think metta carries with it more of a characteristic of acceptance. And even equanimity would be like the would be like, if you, equanimity would be actually if you could do the accepting. Where metta would be like, I accept you, but not really, but I'm trying. Where equanimity would be like, I actually, that radical acceptance, Tara Brach talks about equanimity as a radical acceptance. So I think you could use the word acceptance, but I think it would fit more in metta and equanimity. Because where compassion sometimes, we might want to accept too quickly because we don't actually want to feel the hurt of it. We want to hurry up and get to that part of it, right?
It's very tricky.
So we'll do about 20 minutes or so of this, and then we'll get a chance to take a break. So you can just return to a sitting posture that feels good enough, no big deal. And so again, just practicing in the similar way so that we have a system that feels consistent. So mindfulness of breathing in the body. Recognizing where and how the in-breath enters the system, the hollow space of the mouth. Releasing any tension or tightness at the neck or the front of the throat. Feeling the chest expand with the in-breath, the belly rise. So that the breathing is embodied, you're with it. We could even just say that this is compassion practice. Feeling your own breathing is a caring, felt sense. And this idea of compassion or self-compassion just simply begins the moment we start paying attention to our experience instead of being distracted externally. And then you can just begin by saying the word internally and just seeing how the body responds. Compassion. Just breathing that word right in, that concept idea. Compassion. Compassion. I'm just beginning by offering this view in this phrase of I see you. I see you as you are. I see your struggle, whatever that struggle might be. I see your pain. I see any adversity that you have in your life, whether it's financial or relational, psychological, emotional. I see that is true for you. And just allowing any of that to arise in the mind that feels true at this moment for you in your life right now. even giving some metta to that, at ease with that, even though that's true, it's okay. I see you. I see you. And just see if you can do the seeing and allow yourself to be seen in this way as you practice. And just allowing whatever arises in that space to arise. What needs to be seen? I see you. Adding that a little bit further, stretching the practice. I see you and I feel you. I feel you. Feeling into the body and the emotion, the mind, whatever. I feel you. I see you. I feel you. I care about you. Just offering that. I see you, I feel you, I care about you. I see you, I feel you, and I care about you. Just letting those phrases arise, saying them with some consistency, and just seeing what arises in the space after the phrase. So I say, I see you, and then see if you can do the seeing. I feel you. See if you can do the feeling. I care about you. See if you can do the caring. Just letting those phrases work in this cultivation of compassion. Whatever arises as a result, just keep practicing, keep seeing, feeling and caring. It's cultivating this citta, this activity, possibility. I see you. I feel you. I care about you. I see you. I feel you. I care about you. I see you. I feel you. I care about you. Offering that to yourself and watching what arises after the phrases are said with a mindful curiosity. Just letting that work into the system for another 2 minutes or so. I see you, I feel you, I care about you. Bringing some mindful curiosity to those ideas and concepts and practices. And allowing that to be the primary focus of your time here for the last few minutes.